Music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 261 coming up. Yes, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. As we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. And a beautiful Sunday morning it is indeed. 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we're at 47 degrees and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. Just a great day to be out and about. And we have our guest on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Mel Houck. How are you doing, Mel?
Good morning, Si. Very good, and good morning to your listeners.
Nice to spend a
little time with you.
You bet. Well, Mel, I haven't met you personally yet, but I feel like I've known you for a lifetime. You were one of those great musicians with the Bob Rennie Band and a number of other bands over the years. And, boy, who can believe, huh, that it's all kind of in the past there, like with the Bob Rennie Band. My goodness, they're gone already.
Right. Right. And matter of fact, now that you mention that in the past, I'm a guy that's 79 years old, so a lot of my life is in the past, and there's been a lot of fantastic experiences, and I'm happy to share a few of them with you today.
That sounds good. Let's start in the beginning, Mel. Where were you born and raised, and who were the folks, and a little bit about the family?
All right. I was born in Newport, Minnesota, which is a little town just on Highway 61, just south of St. Paul, and I had one sister, and she was also a musician back in her younger days. And my dad was an accordion player also, but he always just played by ear, and so I came to music sort of as a pretty strong family trait, so I kept it going for 79 years so far anyway.
You bet. Who was your mom and dad? Who are they?
Lawrence and Bernice Houck.
Okay.
They lived in Cottage Grove, near Cottage Grove, most of their life on a farm, but I grew up as a little kid down in the little town of Newport, Minnesota.
Sure. And I'll bet that family farm, I'll bet that is probably all developed if it was right in Cottage Grove, huh?
Absolutely. It's all houses right now. Half of it is houses and half of it is a big elementary school. So
yeah.
The countryside has changed. I don't even recognize anything down there anymore, but that's progress for you. That's okay.
That's right. So did you start playing music in school then already, or were you self-taught? How'd you get started?
Well, I actually took lessons a lot, and so I'm partially self-taught, but I also took lessons. I read music,
uh-huh,
quite, you know, and play by ear, and I actually started playing when I was about 14 years old, because, you know, back in those years, so many places, bars, service clubs, Eagles, VFWs, you name it, they all used live music.
Sure.
And there were opportunities to play. Just can't believe all the opportunities. Even in the city of St. Paul playgrounds, they had all these parks and playgrounds around the city, and we played a whole bunch of those with some other kids, you know, young kids like us, 14 years old. And so they were scads of opportunities to play. And through those years, actually, in about 5-6 years there, I ended up playing on every Twin Cities TV station that they had. Of course, there's only four of them, so
yeah.
That said a lot. But
absolutely.
My point is that there's just things have changed. There's a lot of opportunities back then, and so I had a chance to take advantage of some of those opportunities.
You bet. What did you start playing, Mel? What was the instrument that you started out on?
Well, I played by ear first on a little old button accordion, and then my dad realized that Well, this kid really is interested in this, because I'd sit with my ear next to the speaker of the radio and emulate what I heard there.
Sure.
And so Dad thought, well, let's get some lessons for him. So I got lessons and started taking lessons on accordion. And then when band came up in school, I was sitting in music class one day, and general music class, and the band director was teaching it, and he realized that I sort of knew the answers for a lot of questions because I was studying all that stuff on accordion. So he said, how about playing tuba? We need a tuba player in the band. We don't have one. So and by in ninth grade, I was in the senior high band playing tuba, so that started that little parade.
Okay.
I started the accordion and then went to tuba from there, and then later on in life played a lot of electric bass.
Okay, okay. So then fast-forwarding, when did you start playing in polka bands then? Already at 14 then? That was polka bands then?
Well, actually, the polka bands were not a big part of my playing, although I played a lot of polkas. But basically it was small ensembles, you know, 3, 4, 5-piece groups. And yeah, some of them were polka bands in high school. We had a polka band in our high school, actually.
Did you really?
And I played in that. And but I played a lot of these, like, gigs and VFWs and so on, where you'd play the popular songs of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you ended up playing that venue a lot, too.
Sure.
And I ended up actually playing a lot in church, too. And so I really had opportunities galore to play a lot of different styles. And that's kind of, I guess, been my genre for the whole career. I guess I now play accordion, tuba, and electric bass in different bands. And, of course, rare, except the Bob Rennie Band, there I played all three of them.
Okay.
For a number of years there.
Sure. So when did you meet Bob? How did you get to meet Bob Rennie?
Well, let's see. That's a hard question to answer because things kind of eke on. I think the guys that put me connected with Bob Rennie, at the time I was playing with them, the people in the band, of course, were Bob and Mary, his sister, on drums and banjo,
mm-hmm.
and then Louis Dindorf on saxophone and Dave Haight on saxophone. And for a while, Andy Stangler, if you remember that name.
Oh, yes.
He was playing the concertina along with Bob, but then it wasn't very long after that that he had an accident with his motorcycle, and so he was not around then anymore. And I played with him, I don't know, maybe 7, 8 years, someplace in there.
Okay.
And I played with him actually all the way through till he quit.
Okay. All right. And so did you have the opportunity to play at the same time when Andy was there, or were you kind of the replacement for Andy?
I did play when Andy was there, but within about 6 months.
Okay.
I replaced him then because,
yep.
he had passed away.
Passed away, sure. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it had been a really fun ride back in those years because, boy, that Bob Rennie Band was at the height of its, they were really going great guns back then before Andy got killed, huh?
They sure were. It was a fun band to play with. Well, you know, they were just the amount of laughs riding in the car, or if we often went on long jaunts and we'd stay overnight,
mm-hmm.
you know, in some motel someplace. And we weren't big drinkers, but you would think that we were drinking like crazy, the amount of laughing we did.
Oh, I can only imagine, because every one of those guys, they're so colorful, that whole band. I mean, Mary and Bob and the whole works. And I've had pretty many of them on the show already and heard some of their stories. And, you guys would go to Kansas City, you'd go to Winnipeg. I mean, you guys were like world-class travelers back in those years.
Yeah, we took some long trips, and then some of them were, like you just mentioned, the towns, and then there was another one. I'll just tell you a little bit of story about this one, which is the total opposite. We were going out to someplace in North Dakota, can't remember where, on a bus, with a busload of people. And, I thought, well, there's no people here. What are we going to play for out here? The towns were all tiny.
Sure.
And then we finally pulled into this one little town, and I remember looking, they had one block of blacktop, and then it was dirt roads for another block or so, and then that was it. And at the end of that dirt road was a ballroom or a bar.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, wow, this is ridiculous. What are we doing way out here? There's no good, not going to be anybody here. Well, we pulled in and got all set up. And by the time we got set up, the place was jumping. There were people all over. I didn't think North Dakota had that many people.
Oh, neat. Oh, that's a great story. Yeah, and that's the way it was back in those years. I mean, and Bob, somehow he found all of those venues and spots for all of you guys. I mean, he was just a great promoter, wasn't he?
He sure was. A couple of outstanding ones, too, were actually these were kind of halfway local, but the Kaler Hotel in Rochester were a couple of really fun gigs.
Uh-huh.
Larry Rasavi kind of organized that for us. I think you mentioned his name in the lead in here someplace.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was instrumental in getting those things and big crowds down there. And, of course, there were like three or four sites with bands being, you know, playing. And oh, yeah, there were a lot of fun down there. And when I think about the other ones, we went to Indiana someplace once, too, and that was a lot of laughing in that one, too. And just the people with their sense of humor in the band, you know. People were there in the band to have fun. And like I said, we had fun and nobody got drunk and out of line. And that, you know, that was really good.
Yep, and maybe made a buck if you were lucky on the whole deal. And And that was always helpful, too.
You bet. I suppose if you really shouldn't do this, but if you looked at the number of hours between the time you left home and the time you finally got home again, but if it wouldn't have been having fun, you know, Si, I wouldn't have done it.
You bet. So did you make your entire living on music then, Mel, or did you do something for a career besides?
Well, yeah, most of my life I had one main job and two part-time jobs. I was a high school band director.
Oh, okay.
For 34 years, junior high and high school, and then most of my life I've also farmed, small farming,
sure,
a couple hundred acres, and then played dance jobs for a while in there until it got too much for me for a while. I had to back off, and now I'm looking at the other end of my career, and it's slowing up a bit, still playing all I want to, but, you know, I'm just happy to play a few times a month, and it's little jingling money in the pocket, so to speak, and
absolutely
kind of fun too.
Now, through all of that, were you married, Mel, and family at all, or were you single?
Right. No, I was married all the way through that, and I got three kids. And,
okay.
And music, like I said, runs deep in our family. Interesting enough, my wife is not involved in music very much, but all three of my kids were. Matter of fact, my son, Mark Houck, plays right now professionally with a lot of different bands the way I do, and he plays a lot with Dale Damon and the Beats, if you remember that band.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, he plays with them a lot, played with them for like 20 years, I guess, off and on, and he kind of did what I'm doing, too. You kind of quit for a while, and you come back in, quit for a while, and things get busy, you know. So
absolutely.
And then my daughter is a band director. Melissa is a band director in Sauk Center. She's the high school band director.
Oh, okay.
And my other daughter was a flute player, but she moved off to Italy, so if she's playing flute in Italy, I don't hear it.
Okay. What instrument does Mark play?
Well, he's a little bit like me. His actual main instrument in school and his really good jazz instrument is trombone.
Okay.
He plays a very nice trombone. But he plays electric bass a lot.
Oh,
and then
okay.
He plays guitar a lot, and he's an excellent singer, and he does a lot of singing and entertaining, yodeling, and yada, yada, yada.
Sure.
He does it all.
And I didn't catch, Mel, where you were a band director at through those 30-some years.
Oh, I started out in southwestern Minnesota.
Okay.
In the little town of Slayton.
Oh, yeah.
And then I came up to St. Cloud in 1970, and I started teaching junior high at South Junior High in St. Cloud. And so that's how I got to know the St. Cloud scene with all the bands that were there in the 70s.
Okay.
You know, there were a lot of bands in the St. Cloud area at that time working, too, you know.
You bet.
So.
Well, Mel, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Okay.
Sounds good. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, yes, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week this week is the smoked knockwurst brat. Boy, this is one of my favorites. Starting with a nice blend of lean pork and veal, seasoned to perfection, smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market, and they're ground just a little bit more coarse than the regular brats are. They are seen on many of the German and Oktoberfests that are happening around the area right now. Come in this week and take 30 cents off each package, all week long, unlimited quantities. And yes, October is pork month at the St. Joe Meat Market, with great buys on all pork items: pork chops, pork steak, pork roast, country and Yankee ribs, spare ribs, side pork, home-rendered lard, ham, bacon, sausage. Well, yeah, you get the picture. Yes, you'll find it all at the St. Joe Meat Market. Pork, the other white meat, always at the right price, and so juicy and flavorful. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thanking you for your patronage. And Mel, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We've been doing this for a while now. We put up a real nice package of meat at the St. Joe Meat Market. Get that to you and hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that sound?
That sounds great. We certainly will enjoy it. You know, as we're doing this live here, it's just about lunchtime, and I haven't eaten yet. Boy, you got my appetite up right now.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, Mel, some of the other bands you played with, you had a kind of an offshoot of the Bob Brenny Band. I know a band called River Breeze. And,
right.
Mention the players in that band.
Sure. Yeah, that band kind of kept going for quite a while, and we still do play an occasional gig once in a while. Dave Haight was a saxophone player locally here. He moved to Rogers now, but he worked with us, and Jim Januszewski, and I believe you had Jim, the drummer, Jim Januszewski, on your program a few weeks ago, didn't you?
I did, yes, I did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so the three of us had a trio going for quite a number of years, and I think you probably have a CD of us or something there, too, maybe.
We do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And That was a fun group to play with, but there was a lot of, like I was telling you earlier, there were a lot of groups in the 70s working in St. Cloud, and like I often say, I've had so many opportunities that I've been just blessed that way. Do you remember the big band called the Nocturnes?
Yes, yes.
That was a band that was functioning back then, too, and I played steady with them for, well, a number of years until they again cools down at the end. And I don't know if any of your listeners or you would remember any of these names, but Andy Vavrika or the Andy Paul Trio was,
yes,
another band that back in those years. And then Al Mayevsky or,
yeah,
Al May, as he,
yeah,
went by.
Yeah.
Those were two common bands that I played with a lot. And then I've done a lot of subbing and gigging around, playing a few months with this band and a few months with that band. I guess simply because I can read music and I can play by ear, and I played three different instruments, so I'm sort of like hireable, so to speak,
sure,
if you want to call it that way.
You bet.
If they need somebody, give me a ring, you know, type of thing.
Well, going back to the Nocturnes, and that was Bill Bach and the Nocturnes. Bill was, handicapped or injured sometime in his life, and I know I'd seen him many times. He was the president of the local musicians union there. But,
absolutely.
Played that big Barry Sax out of his wheelchair there, and just a tremendous fellow. What instrument did you play when you'd sit in with the Nocturnes?
On that Nocturnes, I played generally electric bass.
Okay.
And a few times I ended up playing piano, but I never in my life claimed to be a piano player, and so I just kind of,
sure,
tried not to do that. But I played electric bass for the most part with,
okay,
the Nocturnes.
Sure, sure. Okay.
That was a fun group.
Oh my gosh, they were so talented, and they would appear a lot of functions around the city and different times,
right,
a lot of concerts, I think, by Lake George and some of those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
pretty
really
much we played all of the big events in town in the winter dances, the big social events in St. Cloud. That Nocturnes played almost all of those through those years back then, because that was the kind of music that was the public was asking for, you know,
yeah,
the big band stuff, the,
yeah,
the Glenn Miller type things, you know,
yeah,
Guy Lombardo, you name it, all those bands like that. Nocturnes had a wonderful library,
okay,
and they had all of the tunes that were famous in that library, and so that was quite a
that was awesome,
fun
you
game.
Bet. Mm-hmm. You bet. Let's spend just a moment on the Bob Brenny Band. Bob was just a great person, wasn't he?
Oh, my. He certainly was.
You know, I got to know him so well working at the radio station. And before that, he did that Dance Time show here on the radio for, what, 25-plus years that he had that thing. And he put his heart and soul into it. He was just awesome.
He sure did. You know, I can tell you a little story about when you talk about Bob like that. Mm-hmm. I was going to save this for the end, but I'm going to tell you now because you brought it up, and I just want to share this with your listeners.
Uh-huh.
That, yeah, Bob was just a fun guy. And, you know, when you think about it, his job was a funeral director, so he dealt with the public in sort of a time when there was a lot of sadness and mm-hmm. whatnot. But then I could see why he just loved the dance band business, because he was dealing with the opposite then.
Yeah.
He had a time when everybody was in good mood and having fun, and we did that too. You know, the band had fun, so it was sort of like a good fun outing every time we went. And I could see why Bob enjoyed that, because his other job was just the opposite of that. But I got to tell you about the last time the band played.
Okay.
And I can't remember where we played, but I know we happened to get in a vehicle at, there's a place down by the south side of St. Cloud by the McStop with some sort of casket place, of course, or whatever, burial vault place, and Bob knew all those folks. So we parked our cars in their parking lot, get in his Suburban, and travel off to wherever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we met and did that day and did the gig and whatever, and we kind of, he kind of talked like, yeah, this is going to be the end, and then as we got back to the parking lot there by the casket place, he said to me and Dave Haight, all these years now, the last few years, you've been using my amps. How would you like to just have, I'll give you my amps. And I thought, I all said, Bob, that's very generous. I mean, that's pretty good quality amp, and it's very valuable. No, I'll pay you for it or whatever. And Bob said, no, I'm quitting. I'm going to give my amp, the bass amp, to you, Mel, and I'm going to give the other keyboard amp to you, Dave, and you guys just go ahead and use it and enjoy it. And, you know, to this day, I still think about that incident, how he was so generous to give us that on his final thing. That I think that said a lot about Bob.
Oh, you bet.
You know, yep. Just he realized he couldn't do it because his health was struggling at that point. He
yep.
had trouble with his knees. You know, he couldn't carry anything out to the trailer, you know, to pack up stuff. So he had to quit. But that was his final gesture to Dave and I, was to just give us both an amplifier.
Oh, that's an awesome story. You bet. Yeah, he was he was loved by so many folks. And like we said earlier, he put his heart and soul into this Dance Time show. That's when I got to know him really good. I was, of course, starting to work here at the radio station. I was in contact with the bands. And Bob did his recording of the Dance Time show in his home right here north side of Albany. And so I would get recordings, get notified from the various bands when they'd have a new recording out. And so I'd always speak for Bob. I'd always say, Bob still does his show over Chasm. If you'd like to send a promo copy for Bob, oh, sure, we would. And so I'd get an extra copy, and I'd bring it to his house. Oh, my gosh. You thought you gave him a $100 bill, because he was so ecstatic about new recordings from all the different bands. And he'd know them. I mean, he knew so many bands. He'd say, well, how's he doing? And, you know, what did he all have to say? And so he was just living the dream back in those years. So, at any rate, we're coming down to the end of the program, Mel. Did you save one good story for us, good, bad, or otherwise?
All right, sure. All right, I got a story.
Okay.
I mentioned years ago that I lived in a little town of Newport, and it was south of St. Paul. That's where I grew up as a little kid. And Highway 61 went through Newport, and about Saturday afternoon, you'd see the Whoopi John band bus
uh-huh.
go down Highway 61, heading to wherever. And because we lived close enough to the highway, I'd see that, and I'd think, I wonder if I could ever be good enough to play with the Whoopi John band. Well, forward in my life, things changed. I got to college, went to teaching, and I'm teaching in southwestern Minnesota and really trying to not play anymore. And because I was busy with little kids and whatnot. And 1 week I got this call, because I was known in the musicians around that corner of the state, a call from Pat Wilbert, who was Whoopi John's nephew, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi John had died by that time, and he said, we got this gig out in someplace in South Dakota, can't remember where. He said, we need a tuba player Saturday night. And the thought occurred to me, I'm going to get to ride in that bus finally. After all these years,
yep.
We're talking about 30 years later.
Oh, my gosh.
And wouldn't you know, that's a typical thing in bands those days, Si, was to just tell the musician, if you picked him up, we'll meet you under the flagpole in such and such a town. So he
yes.
said, we're coming through Marshall. I meet you under the flagpole by the post office at whatever time. The bus will be there. So I got to ride in the Whoopi John band bus, even though Whoopi John was dead and Pat was still running it, but I got to play with the band.
Oh, that's an awesome story. You bet. You bet. Well, you know, our time has run out, but, boy, we could go on and on, Mel. This has been just fantastic. And reliving the days with the Bob Rennie Band and all of the great experiences you've had. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Sounds good, Si. Thanks for the call.
All righty. So if you want to hang on, I'll talk to you off the air, and we'll let you run now. Thanks, Mel.
You bet. Bye.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Mel Houck, our 261st guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we are at 49 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We're going to feature music with Mel Houck and Bob Rennie Band coming up in just a moment. Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 261st edition of our Musicians Come and Play program with Mr. Mel Houck. And a great, great interview there with Mel. Fun time. I can only imagine what a great musician and personality he was in that Bob Rennie Band. So right now we're going to feature Mel on the bass horn, bass guitar, accordion, and MIDI with the Bob Rennie Band on their latest recording. And this is one called The Farmer's Polka, the Bob Rennie Band. Thank you. Brenny Band with one called the Farmer's Polka, and that was Bob's theme song there for a number of years on the Dance Time show. Right now it's old time waltz time with the Bob Brenny Band. It's a Landler number. It's one called Swede's Landler. Bob Brenny Band, one called Swede's Landler. Nice number there with the Bob Brenny Band. I've been getting calls, folks sharing their experiences about the Bob Brenny Band, and certainly struck a nerve with the interview with Mel Houck there and talking about Bob Brenny. This last listener here mentioned that a week ago on the 22nd, it was he and his wife's 65th wedding anniversary, Peter and Jenny Dahl, and they had their wedding dance 65 years ago at the Holding Ford Fun Center. And the band at that time was the Stan Brenny Band. And Stan Brenny announced before the band started playing that he hopes that nobody would be disappointed, that they'd all be patient with him, because his young son, Bob Brenny, was going to be playing for the first time on the drums that evening. And, of course, everything since then is history. Bob did well and went on. When Bob's dad passed away, Stan Brenny passed away, Bob took over the band, learned to play the concertina, and then went on until his retirement. So some neat stories there about the Bob Brenny Band. More great music by the Bob Brenny Band right now. Here's a nice tune, a nice polka tune. It's one called the Anna Lisa Polka, the Bob Brenny Band. Thank you. Bob Brenny Band, and yes, one called Annalisa. And that takes us 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 49, our current temperature here in Albany, as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Tourco's First Line Tours. They bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And Tourco, with all sorts of great trips and tours around this great land of ours, to all the big cities and destinations, also statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, the casino tours in and about our area, and they've got a couple of tours there that they want me to highlight here for you. Coming up now in October, the 17th and 18th, it's a polka fest at the Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota. Should be a great time. The cost is just $109 per person based on double occupancy. You're going to receive one night at the luxurious Northern Lights Casino and Hotel. You receive $50 on your player's card. Entertained by the Jerry and Joyce Band, dance band. There's sandwiches and hors d'oeuvres for the polka participants. Two shows, 3:30 and 8:30. So to get on board the bus, give Joyce a call at 320-630-4444. Or you can call Tourco toll-free at 1-800-868-7261. Then they're also looking forward to their holiday party, which is coming up at the St. Croix Casino in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. And that is going to be on Wednesday, the 28th of November. And that price is, it's a one-day trip, so just $39 per person is all you have for a cost. And round-trip motor coach transportation and entertainment along the way. It's there's thank you gifts from Tourco, lunch served at the event center. Departure time is 8 a.m. from Shopko West in St. Cloud. So once again, to make that reservation, give Dave and the gang over at Tourco a call, 1-800-868-7261. Tourco, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now, and we talked about with Mel there, what a great musician that Andy Stangler was the short time that he was with the Bob Brenny Band. And so right now, I'm going to feature Andy on one, and it's one called The Golden Star Polka. Brenny Band. Yes, some good stuff there for you by Bob Brenny and the band. And that one, one called the Golden Star Polka. And, of course, Andy Stengler was a big part of the Bob Brenny Band in those years, as was Mel Houck there on the tuba. So good stuff there, some great musicians. And Bob liked to surround himself with talented musicians. So, again, mentioning the members of this recording, it was Bob on concertina, Mary Struzik on drums and banjo, Mary, of course, Bob's sister, Louis Dindorf. Louis was on tenor and alto sax, Dave Haight on tenor and alto sax, also doing some keyboard work, Andy Stengler on the concertina, and of course Mel Houck on bass horn, bass guitar, accordion, and MIDI. Great recording there. Volume 6, Memories of Home. One more coming your way off of that CD. It's one called the Silver Bells Polka. Silver Bells Polka with the Bob Brenny Band. And yes, boy, they really had it going in those years there. Great recording there with the Bob Brenny Band. And that one featuring Mel Houck on the electric bass. As we move into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. That Hustler, probably the original zero-turn, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And boy, we've had a good year mowing with our Hustlers. Haven't been out to Kevin's for a while because we haven't needed to fix anything or haven't broken any belts this year. It's just a heavy-duty, well-constructed lawnmower. And folks that have them, well, they don't look back anymore. They're glad that they have them. It makes that chore of cutting lawn not a chore. You look forward to cutting lawn. So check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that Kevin has available. Put together your package out there. He can get you anything from that little Raptor all the way up to the big Super Zs. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, so he can, he services what he sells. So you're not left high and dry. So if you do have some concerns or problems with that Hustler, Kevin's there for you. Kevin does can accept trades and, of course, financing available for qualified buyers. So for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Look for the big yellow and orange sign hanging from the post in the ditch out there on the west side of the road heading north as you're heading towards Holdingford. And, yeah, nice big yard there to try out those Hustlers. And, of course, like I had mentioned, too, Kevin does accept trades. So if you've got old Bessie there getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And, of course, doesn't keep a junk pile. So if old Bessie's needs a repair or tune-up, he'll get her fixed up and put her back out for sale. Somebody in the used market can pick her up again. So, yeah, that's Kevin's Countryside. And if nothing else, pick up one of those nice brochures. Beautiful pictures of all the Hustlers, all the different models there you might be interested in. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And again, we have 49 degrees, last I checked. Yes, still 49, our current temperature here in Albany. Right now, we're going to move to the Bob Branny Band, Something Old, Something New, Volume 5 CD. And a nice concertina tune, one called the Two Canaries Polka. Stangler on the concertina solo there, the Two Canaries Polka with the Bob Branny Band. Bob did a lot of, liked to do a lot of modern tunes, foxtrots, really enjoyed that style of music as well as the polka music. Right now, it's the Bob Branny Band with one called Somebody Else is Taking My Place, a nice foxtrot tune, Somebody Else is Taking My Place, the Bob Branny Band. Thank you. Rennie Band with one called Somebody Else is Taking Your Place, Taking My Place. And a nice foxtrot tune with the Bob Rennie Band here on KASM. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Laverne's Travel, Laverne and Kim Bizdock of Little Falls. And yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family and continue to make miles and smiles with them. You bet. Reaching for their brochure. And yes, Laverne always providing me with a nice envelope full of brochures of all the upcoming tours and trips. And right now, looking at the schedule, we're already looking at the October schedule, the 20th annual New England States Tour. Sold out, but always that chance that there might be a cancellation. Give Laverne a call, and Laverne and Kim, they will see if things work out. They'll move you in the spot if somebody needs to back out. Still to come yet, the Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour in November. And then Gatlinburg, Smoky Mountains, Pigeon Forge, and Nashville in December. And I had another one written down here, too. Another one that they had added to the schedule as well. Then they're looking into 2019. They're going to do the big International Farm Machinery Show in February. Best of Ireland in March, South America Adventure in March, Southwest Circle Tour in March, the 6th Annual Spring Mystery Tour, that's in April, and the list goes on and on. More great 2019 tours to be announced, so watch for upcoming details. Now, to find out about all these tours, a couple of different ways you can go about it. You can call Laverne, 1-800-840-9211. Laverne and Kim would love to hear from you. You can check them out on the web. They maintain a very, very nice web page there, laverne'stravel.com. Yes, and check them out. That's www.laverne'stravel.com. Or you can, like I say, request a brochure, be on their mailing list so that when the trips do get announced, you'll get a mailing on it. So several good ways to find out what's all happening with Laverne's Travel. Here's the one I was looking for. Yes, they're also going to do the Our Lady of the Snows Pilgrimage Tour, and that's with Father Greg Masty. And Father Greg Masty, of course, over at Holding Ford and Bolas and St. Stanislaus. So, that trip is going to be in November, 5 great days in all, November 26th through the 30th. Just $579 per person based on double occupancy. And you're going to see Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Abe Lincoln's home in Springfield, Little Brown Church in the Vale, daily mass with Father Greg. A great, great trip. Again, to get on board the bus, give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by, 1-800-840-9211. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Right now, we're going to move to another one of Bob Rennie's CDs, and this one's one called Volume 4, Greet the Folks at Home, and feature Bob's sister Mary on the vocal here. It's a great number, one called the Red River Valley Polka, the Bob Rennie Band.
I know you.
The Bob Brenney Band featuring Mary Struzik on the vocal there, along with other members of the Bob Brenney Band in the harmony there, and one called the Red River Valley Polka. 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more numbers with the Bob Brenney Band. Right now it's an old standard, one called the Tinker Polka, the Bob Brenney Band. Brenney Band, a real classic there, one called the Tinker Polka. Here's another classic tune, a waltz tune, this one called Greet the Folks at Home. Thank you. The Bob Brenny Band from their Volume 4 recording, Greet the Folks at Home, and that is the name of that song, Greet the Folks at Home. Going to close things up with one called Till We Meet Again Waltz, the Bob Brenny Band. Brenny Band with one called Till We Meet Again, and again that coming off of their Volume 4 recording, Greet the Folks at Home. 5 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we're going to give you just a little encore number. Yes, this was also the Bob Brenny theme song for his Dance Time show for many years. Two-step number, one called Angry.
Thank you. know I'm only teasing. Don't you know I love you so? Just because I took a look at somebody else, that's no reason you should put poor me on that shelf.
Bob Brenny Band with one called Angry. Yes, was the theme song for a number of years for his Dance Time show. Wrapping up our edition, another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are at 49, our current temperature here in Albany.